Could modern conspiracy theories be traced back to ancient Rome? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Victoria Pagan, professor and chair of the Department of Classics at the University of Florida, delves into whether ancient examples can relate to present-day theories.
Every day we wake to yet another conspiracy theory in the news, and the reasons for this are not so different from those of ancient Rome. Conspiracy theories create scapegoats. When a devastating fire destroyed the city of Rome, at first the decadent Emperor Nero was blamed for the disaster, but he quickly accused the Christians, who were burned alive, for their crime. It was easier to believe that a mass conspiracy had been afoot than that one man alone could cause such suffering. Long before Nero, worshippers of Bacchus were suspect because of their foreign status, their unfamiliar initiations, and their growing numbers. Threatened by the presence of such an organized community, the Roman Senate arrested 7,000 men and women. Many of them were executed. Conspiracy theory is also an effective rhetorical strategy. When Cicero prosecuted his first case, he painted the defendant Verres as a conspirator engaged in numerous plots to steal the wealth of the people of Sicily. Once this image was planted in the jurors' imaginations, any denials were easily construed as further proof of foul play. Conspiracy theories are so tempting because they offer simple, unified explanations for complex problems deeply embedded in culture. Rather than face the social, economic, and political inequalities at the root of society, citizens readily latch on to conspiracy theories to explain why bad things happened to good people. By recognizing these factors in ancient Rome, we can appreciate the force that conspiracy theory wages in our own current political discourse.
That was Victoria Pagan of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.